Are photographic memories real? There's no doubt they are. I read today about an Australian woman who's still with us called Rebecca Sharrock. She has a very unusual memory. Her day-to-day memory is no better than anybody else's, but she can remember in vivid detail, with absolute clarity, what she has done on every day of her life, going back to when she was only a few weeks old. Our next guest is a clinical neuropsychologist at the Bionics Institute, Dr. Oscar Murphy. Good evening.
Good evening, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Well, like most people, I mean, I don't have a photographic memory, but when I read about it, some people can do amazing things. There was this woman called Elizabeth in 1970 who could look at a dot pattern with her left eye and then hours later look at another dot pattern with their right eye and mentally put them together and see what the combined picture was. And I thought, what a skill to have. There are people who can, remember exactly how a deck of cards has been shuffled after they've only looked at it once. Is photographic memory real, and how common is it?
Yeah, so, I mean, I agree. It's incredibly fascinating, and it tells us a lot about how the brain works. So, photographic memory, as it's sort of portrayed, is the ability to sort of recall entire pages of text or books or lists of numbers in great detail. And it exists to an extent. Now, there's some sort of argument over whether it's perfectly photographic, but yes, there are definitely people out there who can, after seeing something once, recall it in almost perfect detail.
We talked a bit about Indigenous people today for separate reasons, but I did read somewhere years ago that in tests, Indigenous people can look at a large picture with lots of things in it, and they can remember a lot more of the things in the picture than perhaps someone of non-Indigenous background, and this is related to their sort of hunter-gatherer roots. Have you ever encountered that?
Yeah, so that's definitely a factor, that people's life experiences, incredibly have an effect on their memory. So, everyone has sort of talked about how with smartphones now, people's memories aren't as reliable because you don't memorize an entire page of text. You simply look it up whenever you need. And if you're in a culture where remembering the landscape and where things are for navigation and hunting is important, it's very understandable that you would have a more developed visual memory in that capacity.
I mean, I think smartphones are a wonderful thing because I think they actually free up the mind. Like, you don't need to remember everybody's phone number, and you don't need to remember navigation, for example, because it's all there in the palm of your hand. Is there any evidence that we're now better at other sorts of memory because we don't have to remember those more mundane things?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, the concern was that people's memory would get worse, but it's a sort of what we call a zero-sum game. As some things might get a little worse, like your ability to remember long strings of numbers, people's actual problem-solving and applying that information, we're actually seeing that is increasing over time because you're not sort of dedicating those cognitive resources to memorization. It's more the actual application of the knowledge.
Final question, do we have any idea why those rare people who really do have a photographic memory, why they have it? Is there something that's been observed about the structure of their brains which is perhaps different from the rest of us?
In lots of cases we actually find that people who have these sort of photographic memories have another condition alongside it that is associated with some deficits. So you've heard about things like people with autism who have savant syndrome. So they have some deficits, but they're incredible in other areas. So I think in brief, what I would say is that sometimes we just find that the brain can rewire. So some aspects that are typically associated or used for something else in other people can be wired for this other purpose. So they've just got a lot more brain power to sort of process that type of information and remember it.
Thank you so much for your time. Dr. Oscar Murphy there, fellow at the Bionics Institute.